KPBS On Demand is supported by Walter Anderson Nursery, family-owned and operated since 1928, providing San Diego with gardening expertise and independent service for four generations. For more information, visit walteranderson.com.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Friday, July 31st. We'll tell you about the city's expanded efforts to clear up encampments along our freeways. More on that next, but first, the headlines. ...114 new apartments are coming to La Mesa. A five-story development called City Mark Palm is planned to fill a vacant lot on the corner of Palm and Allison Avenue. The La Mesa City Council approved the plan unanimously, but some council members worry the development will bring more parking problems to the area. Current plans show 72 parking spaces would be created to accompany 114 apartments above ground floor retail spaces. The project falls under a state law which waives minimum parking requirements on new developments that are within a half mile of a major public transit stop. Chargers legend Billy Ray Smith Jr. has died. He was 64 years old. In a statement, his family said Smith had dementia caused by CTE, a brain disease linked to repetitive head trauma. The Chargers selected Smith fifth overall in the 1983 NFL draft. He played all 10 seasons of his NFL career with the Chargers. Smith then became a sports broadcaster on TV, radio, and online. Another extreme heat warning is in effect now through 8 p.m. Sunday. This extreme heat warning is for our deserts, mountains, and valleys. Coastal areas are under a heat advisory. Forecasters say to expect and prepare for dangerously hot conditions as inland temperatures could reach triple digits. City park rangers say it's safer to schedule your hikes early in the morning or later in the evening. Stay well hydrated, stay out of direct sun for extended periods of time, and please leave pets at home during daytime heat. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The city of San Diego has reached an agreement with Caltrans to keep clearing homeless encampments by freeways. Penner fellow Emmy Burris reports.
The city will continue clearing homeless encampments along a five-mile stretch of freeways near downtown San Diego, mostly along I-5. But now, they'll also remove graffiti, weeds, debris, and trim trees. Franklin Coopersmith is with the city's Environmental Services Department.
So rather than just coming in, removing the trash from the encampment, we can do other things, like, you know, if there's graffiti on the side over there, get rid of that as we do and try to make the whole area better.
Since the agreement started a year ago, Coopersmith says the city has removed more than 413 tons of trash. City crews post signs at least 48 hours in advance, telling people who live in an encampment to clear out. Then when the crew shows up, an officer with the neighborhood policing department will offer them services before they have to leave the area. But some homeless advocates say that clearing encampments isn't a solution. Brandon Green is with the Western Center on Law and Poverty.
If it's not designed in a way that is to get people housing, economic mobility, and stability, then it's not really solving the underlying issue.
He says clearing encampments can make it harder for service providers to find and connect with unhoused people. In the agreement's first year, the city says 115 people exited homelessness into housing, including 19 people into permanent housing. Emmy Burris, KPBS News.
As summer heats up, COVID cases are also beginning to climb in San Diego County. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says, for those most at risk, there's a new treatment option.
San Diego County reported an increase in COVID cases last week.
Looks like we're going to have another mini surge towards the end of the summer.
Dr. Ahmed Salem is a pulmonologist with Sharp Healthcare. He says there's a new option to help prevent illness after exposure. It's called Sacova.
This is a post-exposure. So, you know, you've been exposed to somebody with COVID. You don't have to be symptomatic, and it's a five-day regimen. So you take the pills to hopefully not develop full-blown infection.
According to the drug's manufacturer, a clinical trial found Sacova reduced the risk of developing COVID symptoms by 67% if started within 72 hours of contact.
If you are in one of those vulnerable populations, you're immunocompromised, you're elderly, you have multiple medical comorbidities, then this would be beneficial.
The list price for the 7-tablet regimen is about $1,400, though what patients pay will depend on insurance coverage. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit this week challenging a California law aimed at cracking down on anti-Semitism in schools. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
The law establishes new educational oversight by creating an anti-Semitism prevention coordinator. It also bans any instructional materials that are discriminatory. Members of the Legislative Jewish Caucus pushed for the legislation, citing an uptick in anti-Semitism in California schools. But opponents, including some teachers, students, and civil rights organizations like the ACLU, warned the law is overly broad and would stifle classroom discussion about Palestine, an argument the judge rejected. A middle school teacher in Berkeley Unified School District brought the lawsuit against Governor Gavin Newsom in the state, arguing the law violated her First Amendment rights. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
Murals honoring San Diego's African-American and Chicano music legends and San Diego's Black Panther Party have been unveiled on a building with a special place in local history. Reporter Jacob Ayer says the team behind the murals hopes they offer lessons from past generations and are a catalyst to revive the arts in the area.
Just east of San Diego's downtown core, the trolley and busy Imperial Avenue and Commercial Street corridors create the rhythm of an urban community. It's here in Logan Heights at Clementine McDuff Elks Lodge where muralists are honoring the musical legacy and civil rights history of this neighborhood. One of the muralists helping to paint that history is Mario Torero of Barrio Artist Partnership.
We are at Commercial and Hensley, kind of the crux of the whole soul roots of this area.
Torero is also one of the founding muralists of Chicano Park. He says the Elks building now features murals of community leaders and the jazz, soul, and garage band musicians who shaped Imperial Avenue's music scene.
You better watch out, boy, 'cause I'm falling in love with you.
Torero was raised around the community and remembers segregation as a teenager.
We moved in an area which eventually was part of the Black section of San Diego, and I was forced to go to Memorial Junior High, the Black school at that time in 1960.
This Elks Lodge was a stop on the Chitlin Circuit, part of the network of venues where Black musicians performed during segregation. Many of the artists honored in the mural are locals or those who played there in person.
I played in this guy here back in around 1964, 65. I was playing with Arlene and the Proteins, number one Black band, dance band in San Diego. And we play here. I opened up for Etta James with the group.
In addition to Etta James, the other big names that played the venue include legendary San Diego musician George Semper and global stars like Billie Holiday and Nat King Cole.
And now that it's no longer the Black section of town, let's say, we still have to know the history.
The building also serves as a hub for the San Diego Black Panther Party. A tribute to them was created by a visiting LA-based aerosol crew. Renard Hawk Hilliard is both an Elks Lodge and local Black Panther member.
We had a connection with the Black Panthers. First, there's the original Black Panthers, which worked with the Elks doing food distribution.
Hilliard has been with both organizations for less than 5 years, but grew up in the area. He says this Elks Lodge has been at the same location since 1955.
For the most part, Black entertainers were limited on where they could go. So this was the one space that catered to the Black community and provided opportunities for entertainers to come.
The mural isn't finished yet. There were some last minute changes made on the Commercial Street side of the building. Hawk says the recent death of their friend and Elks Lodge leader, Daniel Davis, gives the work extra meaning. They plan to display him and other members on the exterior walls.
It was quite a surprise that he passed. I had just spoken with him 2 days before, and we were just discussing the agreements that we had for doing the murals on the building and to also do something to represent the Elks on the buildings.
Hilliard hopes that by documenting and painting the history of this neighborhood, it will inspire the artists and activists of today.
We want to bring music back. We just want to bring the community together and just emphasize all the different things we do in the Black community.
The murals are part of the Imperial Avenue Legacy Project, which is funded by grants from the Prebys Foundation and the California Arts Council.
In love with you.
Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Halloween is months away, but arts reporter Beth Accomando has found the perfect play to satisfy your craving for scary fun. It's a horror comedy called Die Already.
During the pandemic, Michael Mizzarani started writing short horror plays as a distraction. Now he has developed one of them into a full-length play.
This is the perfect plan if you would just die already!
Die Already is a horror comedy that affectionately riffs on the genre tropes that have made Mizzarani jump since he was a kid.
Because I'm a jumper, I am a jumper. Yeah, and it's the dumbest things. It's like the cat in a closet. I'm like, huh.
But now he smartly plays off of the formula with both humor and horror.
And I like the tropes because I get to approach them in a way that's out of the box. I'm calling the show like Scream, but gayer.
So you won't find a final girl, but you will find a final boy and a character who knows all the tropes because he's a horror writer.
I've been working on this for a long time, Brannigan. The setup, the characters, the location. You were always going to be the lead. This is where you stop being a person and start being a scene.
Die Already will be slaying audiences this weekend and next at Diversionary Black Box. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
As we do for you each and every Friday, here are some weekend event ideas that you and yours can take part in this weekend. On Friday, City Ballet invites you to join them for Ballet Under the Stars. You can enjoy a free outdoor performance, and there's even a pre-performance picnic with refreshments. You do need a ticket. You can visit cityballet.org for tickets and more info. On Saturday, there's a horticultural tour happening at Balboa Park's Botanical Building. The tour happens every first Saturday of the month. It gives visitors intimate knowledge on the various species of plants and flowers inside of the recently renovated Botanical Building. And on Sunday in Encinitas, the Cardiff Dog Days of Summer kicks off. It's a free event that's open to the public. The event features pet adoption opportunities, dog-related vendors, a libation lounge, live music, and dog contest. New this year is dog yoga, as well as a corgi and dachshund run. Visit cardiff101.com for more info. Whatever you do this weekend, please enjoy. That's it for the podcast today. Today's pod was edited by Ted Robbins and hosted and produced by me, Lawrence K. Jackson. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.